All right, guys. Happy Tuesday. I was going to be having a guest today from Germany. I said that I wasn't sure. Well, I'm definitely not sure now. In fact, I am sure. I'm sure he's not coming on. He gave me his Skype address, and I went to add it this morning so I can get in contact with him, and he's not on there. So, but his friend that I talked to the same day I set this up with him actually gave me a phone number. You can't rely on a Skype contact. You've got to be able to get in touch with them. So anyway, I've got this other guy's number. He's also part of the same German 9/11 truth movement thing. So I'm hoping to get him on tomorrow. But hey, if not, fine. I got other things planned anyway. As always, I got, you know, tons of material to discuss that I've been working on. And that's what I'm going to be doing today, guys. I'm going to be talking about the Cold War. Why the Cold War, some might ask? Wasn't that a long time ago? What bearing does it have on today? It has a very big bearing on today. Because once you understand the Cold War to be the fraud that it was, then you start understanding things like the War on Terror and what a fraud that is. It's just a pretext, and a phony one at that, to sucker us to fight more imperial wars for the Empire. And to steal a little oil along the way while they're at it. So we're going to be putting the War on Terror today in its proper perspective by looking at the War on Communism to contain the Soviet Union, when it, in reality it was the U.S. that needed containing. So, after the break, guys, I'm going to be going into that. Stick around. In the meantime, as always, let me go over some announcements here. Anybody wants to check out the website? In fact, I haven't checked out website myself in a long time. I don't even know if it's being kept up to date or not. I really haven't done anything with it. But the website for Truth Hurts Radio is truthhurts.com, and that's H-E-R-T-Z. You don't even need the triple W, although you can put that in there, and it'll still get you there. And, of course, the email address, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Again, Hertz is H-E-R-T-Z. I appreciate getting emails and always respond to them. Anytime you want to send any questions or comments, negative or positive, suggestions for future topics you'd like to see discussed or guests you'd like to see have on, especially if you have contact info for those guests. I've had several people already that have done just that and appreciate it. Always looking for new ideas, new guests, new information, new topics, you name it. And the address, again, is Truth Hurts Radio, H-E-R-T-Z is how you spell Hurts, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. I'd love to hear from you. Anyone's interested in reading my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11 or The New World Disorder, as well as several others I've got posted. I'll have more coming. I know several people have asked me, you know, when are you going to be posting your alternative view of the distant past book? I've made reference to that before. That is coming up. I've just, you know, got it in the back burner right now because I've got so many other things I'm working on. But as soon as I edit that one last time, I'm going to be posting that on Lulu. And it's very interesting stuff. I'm going to be doing several shows on that, too, at some point coming up, talking about ancient, you know, evidence of ancient catastrophes that have occurred on Earth. Ancient technology in the distant past, what the ancients had discovered, which, you know, at least matches, if not having surpassed, anything we've got today. And if that sounds hard to believe, well, you need to tune in for that. It's fascinating stuff. Anyway, that's all available at lulu.com and more to come. Just go there and type my name in Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see the current books I have available. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back. We'll be talking about the Cold War.
The The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey guys, back to Two Thirds Radio, where we're laying it on the line, exposing the frauds, revealing the truth, as ugly as it is, as painful as it is, as much as it hurts. We got to snap out of our comatose state here and start facing reality and look at what we're dealing with. We got a system in place today that has hijacked our government, our education system, our media, yes, our religious institutions, everything across the board. And it's all tending toward this one tyrannical system of world government. The political system is thoroughly, thoroughly corrupted, guys. And I would argue at this point, it's unfortunately basically irreformable. We the people have got to, well, as the Constitution says, you know, when a government becomes oppressive and is not operating in the interest of the people, it's the job of the people to abolish it and reinstitute a new government. That's the point we're at. We've got to turn this thing around, and, you know, I hope and pray through peaceful means. But we've sat back for far too long and have let this thing get out of hand. We should have stopped this a long time ago. We had clear indications a very long time ago that things weren't right and that our politicians, for the most part anyway, were not operating in our interest. We've let it get so out of hand for so long now. You know, as each year has gone by and it's gotten worse and worse, it's become more and more difficult to do that. I'd argue we still can, but we'd better start waking up and doing something fast. And as we look at the Cold War, we'll see a good example of how things have gotten out of hand and how we should have taken measures to fix it a long time ago but didn't. But just before I get into that, let me mention once again, guys, the Aaron Russo DVD, Freedom of Fascism, very important way to open people's eyes to this corruption system that we're talking about. Aaron talks about the Federal Reserve, talks about the income tax system, which have played key roles in the corruption of our political system. So he deals with all that and more on his DVD, available for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by dialing 800-724-2719 or by going to the Republic Broadcasting website, republicbroadcasting.org, order through PayPal there, or you can send your check or money order to the RBN office at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. All right, guys. And by the way, a new website for the Republic Trading Group. It's now republictradinggroup.net. And the toll-free number for the Republic Trading Group is 800-691-7898. If anybody wants to call in the course of the broadcast, if you want to make any comments regarding the Cold War or even the current war on terrorism, for that matter, because it's all related, guys. It's really the same game, just a different name. The number to do that is 800-313-9443. Again, that's a toll-free number, 800-313-9443. Always welcome your comments, again, pro or con. Anyway, let's launch into a discussion of the Cold War. And as always, probably I won't have enough time to cover all this material. It's probably going to take at least two shows, so I'll start today. And the next time I have an open day, when a guest doesn't show, which seems to be quite common these days, or, you know, like a week from Friday. I do have someone scheduled this Friday. I try to leave Fridays open, but sometimes it doesn't work out for me. But a week from Friday, if not before then, I'll pick up with the next part of this. I don't know if it's going to, you know, take more than two shows to do this. Quite a bit of material here, but I do want to cover it all because this is really important stuff. If you don't understand the Cold War to have been a scam, it's a lot more difficult to see the current war on terrorism as a scam. It's only when you put, you know, the current war on terrorism in proper perspective, historical perspective, and you see how we've been manipulated in the past so that we can be suckered into fighting these phony wars to expand this imperialistic pipe dream and to go into nations and steal their resources and on it goes. You know, without this perspective, you really can't get a grasp on what's going on today. It's so important, guys, to study history. People who tell you that, oh, that happened years ago, that has no bearing on today, is they're lying to you, or they're just incredibly ignorant. But the past does have direct bearing on the present. You can't understand the past until you understand the present. And one of the reasons for that is it's very simple. Tyrants who lust after power today learn from the past how to sucker people. When they see how tyrants in the past have been able to deceive people and engage in their power-grabbing games without the public perceiving it, they simply follow that same pattern. They make sure that you're dumbed down, that you yourself don't understand how these things have worked in the past, and then they engage in those very activities. So if you understand such past dealings, then they can't fool you because it's the same game over and over and over. All that changes is the names, dates, places, times, but the same policy, the same tactics are always used. So let me read a very interesting excerpt from, you know, to start off this discussion, from, once again, our wonderful document, The Blueprint of the New World Order, from the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. I'll frequently be returning to this document from time to time because it really does sum up our current state of affairs and has done so for a very long time. As a matter of fact, I meant to cite this the other day when I was talking about the protocols. This is an interesting quote. This is from Henry Ford from the New York World, February 17th, 1921. Listen to what he said about the protocols. He said, "The only statement that I care to make about the protocols is that they fit in with what is going on. And they have fitted the world situation up to this time. They fit it now. So he made the same observation, the same point that I've been endeavoring to get across. If you just read them, if you just look at what they say, it's very obvious that regardless their origin, if people want to make the argument that you know, the document is a forgery or whatever, fine, okay, have your way, it's a forgery, okay. But it still is being used as a blueprint to set up the stage for world government. Obviously it is, because systematically everything in that document has been put in place. As regards the Cold War, note this quote from the protocols. It says, "We shall arrange elections in favor of such presidents as have in their past some dark, undiscovered stain. Then they will be trustworthy agents for the accomplishment of our plans. Out of fear of revelations and from the natural desire of everyone who has attained power, namely the retention of the privileges, advantages, and honor connected with the office of president." In other words, we'll make sure that they have some nasty skeletons in their closet we can exploit so we can control them. Black, what do you call it? Blackmail them. And this will give us absolute power over the political system. Then it continues. "The Chamber of Deputies will provide cover for, will protect, will elect presidents, but we shall take from it the right to propose new or make changes in existing laws. For this right will be given by us to the responsible president, a puppet in our hands." We're going to have complete control over the president, they said. And we'll just provide window dressing so it looks legitimate on the surface. Looks like the people have power. But really, it doesn't matter who they pick in their elections. We're going to have control over the puppet that they have chosen. Ha ha! I guess where we're at today. Then it continues. "We shall invest the president with the right of declaring a state of war." Now that can't be stressed enough, the importance of that statement. "We shall invest the president with the right of declaring a state of war." Guys, every military operation in the history of this country since World War II has been waged illegally. The Constitution is emphatic on this point. Only Congress has the right to declare war. Yet the last time Congress declared war was in 1941 in World War II. That was the last time. Yet we've been engaged in wars, military conflicts or interventions, whatever you want to call them, it doesn't matter. They're wars, okay? When you deploy your military to drop bombs and fire tanks, on and on and on, you are fighting a war. They, of course, try to get around that by using these other different terms. Oh, we're really not at war. We're just, right. We have been engaged in over 60 military conflicts since World War II. The president has deployed our troops in scores of countries around the world, and never in any of those instances did Congress declare war, including the current war on terrorism, I might add. All of this has been done at the hand of the president, taking upon himself powers he does not have. He's not the commander-in-chief until Congress declares war. So here he is calling himself the commander-in-chief. In fact, every president since World War II has done that. He's not the commander-in-chief until war has been declared. You understand the little game that's going on here? But notice this was set out in 1905 in the protocols. "We shall invest the president," it says, "with the right of declaring a state of war." They shall invest the president. The Constitution didn't do that. We the people didn't do that. Congress didn't do that. The hidden powers that be, behind the scenes, pulling the strings, invested the president with this power. Then it continues. "The president will, at our discretion, interrupt the sense of existing laws." Patriot Act sound familiar? Homeland Security? All right, guys, short break. I'll pick up when we get back with that. You got to pay attention to this stuff. It's very, very important.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hey guys, welcome back to Spirits Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're picking back up with our discussion of the Cold War. I'm reading this excerpt here from the protocols. This really lays the whole plan out here very clearly, that they would use the president, that they would get him to declare war and invest him with the power to do so, regardless what the nation's laws say, regardless what the wishes of the people are. And this is where we're at today, guys. They've gotten the president to take upon himself the power to declare war or to deploy troops without Congress declaring war. Every single military engagement since World War II has been a fraud, and they've been illegal. And therefore, by natural consequence, by default, the Cold War itself has been a fraud and illegal. So naturally, we shouldn't be surprised then, should we, when we start looking closely under the microscope at these engagements during the Cold War, we shouldn't be surprised to discover that none of them had anything to do with the stated reasons why we went to war. It had to do with imperialism. It had to do with monopolism, monopolistic capitalism, that is, stealing nations' resources, setting up bases there and turning these countries into compliant outposts of the expanding global empire. It's all it's been about, guys. Countless, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of American lives have been ruined, if not outright lost. And I'm not just talking about the people who have gone in and fought in these phony wars, but the, you know, all their family members whose lives have been drastically affected because they came back, or either didn't come back at all because they died, or they came back and got deathly ill, and many of them had died as a result of being over there eventually. Many of them become handicapped physically and mentally because of the trauma that they've been subjected to in these phony wars, all for power and profit of the few that have manipulated this system from behind the scenes, just as the protocol stated. Let me continue here with this quote. The president, or actually, let me back up to where I was just before the break, because I want to bring out some important points here. The president will, at our discretion, interpret the sense of the existing laws. He will further annul them when we indicate to him the necessity to do so. You know, does anybody need proof that this is exactly what's going on in our country, that the laws that are being advocated and have been advocated by our presidents for a long time now are not their own creations? They're handed to them on a silver platter. All they do is sign the thing, and in doing so, sign away increasingly more and more all the time, more of our rights, more of our freedoms, give more and more power to this octopus in Washington, which really is being manipulated by Wall Street, the real epicenter of power in our country. But isn't it obvious? This is what's happening. You look at several pieces of sleazy constitution-trampling legislation that have been passed in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. Obviously, the president is but the conduit for disseminating their power or enforcing their power that originates from these unseen puppeteer hands from behind the curtain. I'm not exonerating Bush. He's every bit as much to blame, of course. He's the one who's officially putting into practice these programs, knowing what he's doing, not caring. But it's not his ideas. He's just the one operating on behalf of his corporate masters, carrying out their plan, regardless the consequence to the American public. He doesn't care, guys. These people have no loyalties to anyone, to any country, to anything, except their little inside club that they belong to. They run the country entirely in their own interests, at everyone else's and everything else's expense. And again, when you look at the protocols, my, it all falls into place. The president will, once again, at our discretion, interpret the sense of the existing laws. He will further annul them when we indicate to him the necessity to do so. Besides this, he will have the right to propose temporary laws and even new departures in the government constitutional working, the pretext both for the one and the other being the requirements for the supreme welfare of the state. Always, guys, that is the claim that is made to justify their power grabs and to hide their questionable dealings. Questionable? How about outright, phenomenally illegal? What do they use? National security is the excuse. Over and over again. And here we see in the protocols, this is the very reason they said would be given for the supreme welfare of the state. Oh, it's a matter of national security. But why, Mr. CIA director, has the CIA been experimenting on people's minds for decades, attaching electrodes to their heads without their knowledge or consent, torturing them, subjecting them to all kinds of harmful radiation exposures and medications? And it's national security. We can't discuss that matter. No judge touches it. They walk away scot-free, getting away with torture, with murder, experimenting on people like guinea pigs. Wait till I talk about the MK Ultra program, guys. It's shocking stuff. Absolutely incredible. Hitler did this stuff, and we shriek in horror at the thought. But our government does it all the time, and somehow that's okay. But here it is, guys. It was all laid out for you in the protocols. So, over 100 years, 102 years ago. All right, guys, back talking some more about the Cold War. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Radio. Continuing with our discussion here about the Cold War. Let me just finish this quote here, setting the stage for this discussion of the Cold War. It goes on to say, "By such measures, we shall obtain the power of destroying little by little, step by step, every kind of constitution. And then the time is come to turn every government into our despotism." So there you go. They intended, as of 1905 at least, to give powers to presidents, to prime ministers, whatever, of nations around the world, power to declare war in spite of the wishes of the people, in spite of the wishes of their Congress or their parliament, whatever, and in doing so, to gain control of each country around the world, turn them into their possessions, and to get these world leaders to pass laws that amassed more and more power into their hands and ultimately into the hands of the string pullers behind the scenes, rigging all of this, and strip the peoples of these countries that they control of all of their rights and their freedoms so that they could turn the governments of the world into their despotism. This was their own admission, and this is exactly what they've been doing. And again, the Cold War is a perfect example of this. Under the cloak of containing communism, when in reality the real threat was right here, guys. The real communists have been those who have held high positions of power in our government all through the Cold War. And now we've got Bush appointing people like Yevgeny Primakov to work for Homeland Security? You got to be kidding me. The former director of the KGB. He wasn't just a KGB agent. That would have been scary enough. No, this guy was the director of the KGB. Also got Marcus Wolf, of course, working for... This is unbelievable. The former head of the East German Stasi. Not an agent of the East German Stasi. The head of the East German Stasi. Unbelievable. Anyway, let me go on here. George Kennan, the State Department official who fathered the U.S. containment policy, had this to say. I sometimes wonder what use there is in trying to protect the West against fancied external threats when the signs of disintegration within are so striking. You know, he was a major player in this whole operation, and yet he recognized that there's just something wrong here. You know, we're focusing so much on this overseas enemy, and yet he saw signs of corruption and disintegration in our political system right here that needed to be addressed, and yet they weren't. Yeah, that's the perfect scam. You get people to focus attention on an overseas enemy to the point where they don't even think to look right here, to see what the problems are right here, to realize that we have a serious problem right here, an enemy from within. People don't suspect that kind of war to be going on. They think that wars are something that you fight, you know, against a foreign invader or a potential invader, someone who poses a threat from overseas, where you send your troops over there to go fight. Or if they come here, you meet them on your own turf, but you know who the enemy is because they're foreign. People don't realize that governments very often are taken over right from inside, right from the very leaders that you think are there serving your interests. So the Cold War served a lot of purposes, and that was one of them, to disguise the takeover, the infiltration, the coup d'etat that has been going on right here. And that's what the war on terrorism, guys, is all about. It's a continuation of the same lies, the same game that they played on us during the Cold War. Get our attention focused overseas at Mr. Bin Laden, whom the FBI admits has no evidence to connect with 9/11, which is why they don't list 9/11 as one of the crimes he's wanted for on their own website. But to get your attention focused on him, on the Al-Qaeda boogeyman, when all the while, once again, just like during the Cold War, the real threat has been here all along. No greater threat to national security, guys, than our own homeland security apparatus. Oh, the irony of it all. Anyway, let me continue here. Got lots of interesting quotations. From a 1956 panel report. A panel dominated, by the way, by Council on Foreign Relations members, the Wall Street, or should I say the New York power structure that's been running our government, guys, since its creation in 1921. They're the ones who actually created this whole concept of the Cold War in the post-World War II era as a means to gain control of various countries around the world. This panel was sponsored by none other than the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, a major family involved in this coup d'etat that's been going on in this country. And their report was entitled Prospects for America. And here's what it stated. Again, this is going back to 1956. And the report stated, it has been necessary to drum up support for United States foreign policy by stressing the imminent threats and crisis, and by harping on communism. They're practically coming right out here and admitting, boasting, that the whole thing is a scam, and the way they've gotten away with it was to convince people that we've got this, you know, horrific enemy overseas called communism. We must fight it. just to get the public rallied behind them in support of their criminal agenda. That's all it's ever been, guys. That's all that has been going on. And now, of course, again, they're doing it with the war on terror. Harping on, what are they harping on today? Before, they were harping on communism. Today, they're harping on terrorism. Yet, once again, they've not presented any evidence that bin Laden was behind 9/11. I'm not exonerating him. He's a piece of garbage just because he was trained so well by the CIA under his little code name Tim Osman. But, you know, that's what they're doing today, guys. They issue their phony orange alerts, not only to keep that threat alive, keep you in fear so they continue to manipulate you, but also to use these orange alerts, as they have done with every single one of them they issued, as distractions to keep your attention off some major fiasco that broke open or, you know, some scandal that got exposed. I've talked about this before, you know, how every orange alert was issued at key political moments for the Bushites just to fool the public, to manipulate them, to gain points for Bush in the polls when he was falling behind Kerry leading up to the 2004 so-called election, just as another example. There's no question, guys, every orange alert that's been issued since 9/11 has been a fraud, every last one of them. Tom Ridge even admitted that. He said he never felt comfortable issuing any of them, but he was pressured to do so by the White House. I mean, I hope you're seeing here what's going on. This is not new. You know, the war on terrorism being a fraud, that's not something new that just arose under Bush. It's been going on a long time. It's just gotten a lot more blatantly obvious. These guys are just incredibly clumsy, leaving a popcorn trail a mile behind them. But let's come back here with the Cold War. Pierre Mendes Francais, the French executive director of the World Bank in the early post-World War II years, once said of the communist threat, quote, "The communists are rendering a great service. Because we have a communist danger, we must keep up this indispensable communist scare." Once again, here we see the same thing, guys, basically coming right out and admitting to right in your face that the whole communist scare thing was a fraud. They're issuing us a great service. They're providing us a great service. Their very existence. You see, guys, this is why at the end of World War II, the United States did not march on. After wiping out the Nazi regime, they didn't march on, as they should have marched on, into Moscow to take down Stalin, to dismantle the Soviet Empire. They didn't do that. They had no intention of doing that. They wanted to keep the Soviet Empire in power so it could be used as an excuse to engage in their global imperialistic endeavors under the guise of containing this beast, which all the while never had intended, nor could it have been able to attack the United States, because the same powers that ran Moscow all during those years, and indeed still continue to do so today, were the same powers that have been running Washington. Moscow, folks, has been directed by the same international financier gang of thieves, the same people that run Washington. Unbelievable. All the while, they were pulling strings on both sides. You know, I've mentioned this before. David Rockefeller visited the Kremlin in Moscow more frequently than any world political leader. Constantly going back and forth, giving orders. Look, you want to continue to receive funding? You want us to keep you afloat? You're going to go along with this game? And that's how it worked. The Cuban Missile Crisis, guys, was a good example. The whole thing was a fraud, all designed just to keep you in fear, make you think that there was legitimacy to this war. And thus, shortly after that, what happened? We got in the Vietnam War. They had to increase your fear of the Soviet threat so that they could get a good excuse, you know, provide a good excuse for their coming decade-plus-long planned senseless conflict in Vietnam. I mean, who can argue anymore that the Vietnam War was a complete fraud? Well, guess what? All of these post-World War II military engagements have been frauds, but Vietnam particularly is blatantly, obviously, you know, was obviously a fraud. Again, it waged for over 10 years. What came out of that? Nothing. We didn't even win a victory for all the bombing and raiding and you know, dumping of napalm. And what in the world purpose did any of that serve for we the people? None. It caused, you know, 57,000 deaths, hundreds of thousands of maimed and permanently destroyed lives. Many of those veterans wound up on the streets, wound up in mental institutions. They lost their minds because of the horrific traumas they were exposed to there. Needlessly, senselessly, billions in debt that we're still paying off and will be paying off for decades to come. And yet all the while, dozens more conflicts have been launched since then that have put us even more debt. I mean, you know, forget the trauma of it all and the death. And I mean, that's horrible. That's the ultimate worst tragedy of all. But there's also the debt that we're left behind from all of this and the destruction to our economy. The bulk of our national debt, guys, comes from the Pentagon, comes from our military apparatus. And, you know, it's a slap in the face to call it a defense department. What are they defending us from? Fictitious enemies that they create. That's an offense department. They really need to change that name, don't they? But of course they're not going to do that. It's all propaganda designed to get you to think that every time we engage in war, we're the good guys, we're the victims. Yeah, the big Goliath, the big behemoth on the block is the victim by these little, you know, tiddlywink countries that barely can afford to survive, have basically no military. You know, I look at the countries we invaded during the Cold War. Ecuador, oh yeah, they got a strong military. They were a threat to us, weren't they? And they had heavy involvements with the Soviet Union. Guatemala, El Salvador, oh yeah, they were a serious threat. The Soviets were sending nuclear weapons to them, right? Give me a break. You've got to be kidding me. Folks, it's a fraud, man. It's all a fraud. Colonel James A. Donovan, after retiring from the U.S. Marine Corps, stated back in 1970, quote, "If there were no communist bloc, the defense establishment would have to invent one." They loved the Soviet threat, guys. They relished in it. You may recall just after 9/11, Bush, Condoleezza Rice, Rumsfeld, Cheney. Sometime I'll read those quotes verbatim on the show here, but they all referred to 9/11 as, quote, a great opportunity. A great opportunity. So regardless what you think as to what happened on 9/11, was it an inside job or whether it was something they sat back and let happen or, you know, something they just could not stop, and they're totally innocent of any wrong deeds that day. If you believe that, you really got my sympathy because you're a hopeless, mindless case. But anyway, regardless what your position is, for them to have said that 9/11 was a great opportunity ought to make your hair stand on end. The whole nation was mourning over these attacks, and they're referring to it as a great opportunity. They loved it. Yeah, now we can engage in warfare anywhere we want. We can steal people's rights away, amass tremendous power in our hands. Ooh, this is wonderful. Great opportunity. They came right out in your face and called this travesty a great opportunity. You know, Bush was interviewed at the end of 2001, looking back at the previous year, you know, on New Year's Eve. And he was asked, you know, in reflection, looking back over the year, to give his summation of events. You know what he said? "Overall, for me and Laura, it's been quite a good year, actually." That was his response to the year that brought the worst travesty, the worst criminal travesty ever to take place on American soil, the worst mass murder enterprise in American history. And, you know, that was his response to 2001. Oh, it's been a favorable year from Laura and I overall. Oh, you better believe it was. Not only did he gain tremendous political clout from 9/11, taking away our rights, amassing total power in his hands, he got to get his little war in Afghanistan, and he was looking forward to another war in Iraq, and he was making some massive whopping profits in the companies that he had investments in that were given over these private contracts to, and he stood to gain a lot from the oil that was going to be stolen and is being stolen from Iraq and Afghanistan with the pipeline being built. Oh, a very favorable year indeed. I mean, if this guy had an ounce of sincerity, do you think he would have mentioned the fact that 9/11 occurred? Well, you know, it's been a tragic year. We had a terrible thing happen to our country. No, he said it's a favorable year because 9/11 to the Bushites was indeed a great opportunity. Just like the Cold War, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey guys, laying it on the line. You want to be pacified and told everything's fine. You can trust El Governmente, go watch Fox News or something. But if you want the straight facts without the BS, continue listening. It gets more ugly as we go along, guys. This thing is a monstrous fraud. It's high time we wake up to it. And when you get the historical perspective of the Cold War and what a scam it was, understanding things like 9/11 and everything else this administration is doing, it just falls into place. Once you see the kind of lies and fiascos and criminal activity that's been going on by this so-called government of ours, then, it doesn't require any mental powers to figure out 9/11 for what it was. In fact, it just falls into place. You don't even have to look into it to see that it was an inside job. You know it is, because this is their modus operandi. This is what they do. This is what they've been doing all along. My God, people. I can't believe there's still Americans out there that don't see this. How many times did you have to be taken for a ride, screwed over, lied to, shystered, scammed, before you're going to snap out of it? We've got a nation full of a bunch of two-year-olds sucking on their pacifiers, pooping in their diapers. I mean, come on, in plain English, that's what's going on here. People, grow up. And I know, of course, most of my listeners don't fall into that category. Hopefully none of them. But this is what we're dealing with here as a whole in this country. People are just absolutely mindless. You know that old saying, shame on, fool me. Now, it sounded like Bush screwing that quote up. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Or as Bush would say, can't get fooled again. Guys, this is America. Shame on this country. Fooled twice? They've been fooled dozens of times. And they're still not snapping out of it. It's shameful. Absolutely disgusting. Anyway, let me pick up here with my notes. Let's look at some of the major military and or CIA interventions, guys, in foreign nations affairs that have been going on since World War II, both during and after the Cold War. Some of them have occurred, of course, you know, since then. But in doing so, this is going to help us understand a lot of, you know, what has been going on here behind the scenes. These invasions have involved both aerial bombings, ground wars, CIA-led coups, rigging of elections, assassinations, breaking up of labor unions, etc. And, you know, on future shows, I'm going to go over some of these in detail. Absolutely shocking stuff. But let me just give a brief overview of some of the more major fiascos we've been involved in. There was China from 1945 to 1951 involved in the Chinese Revolution, trying to rig the thing so that we could get a footholding over there, get control over there. There was the Marshall Islands, 1946 to 1958, the Philippines, 1945 to 53, and again in the 1970s to the 90s, we were involved over there, sabotaging, rigging, you name it, bombing. Albania, 1949 to 1953, and again we were at it, 1991 to 92. I'll go over some more of these in a minute when we get back, guys. Stick with us.
With recent internet.